Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 25th of June, recording at 9 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first, the highlights here, starting with stock markets. It's been another nervous day. The Asian markets were mostly on the downside. China has continued to fall back from its May high. And the European stock markets were down earlier on and taken a bit of a hit. And then a number of them rallied because Wall Street then rallied. But then Wall Street has not held those gains. And for Wall Street, it was a little bit of a discouraging day, certainly for the street's bulls, because just to give you an idea, the Dow opened fairly steady. It was up about 40 points, and then it went a little bit to the minus side, and then it rallied significantly, got up 119 points, but then moved, retraced all of that, was down 40 again, and it looks like it's going to close. You're still getting some after-hours settlements in here, and it looks like it's going to close down just a tiny bit, currently 6 points. But it couldn't hold the rally, so that's not going to help sentiment in Europe tomorrow. And in government bonds, they have rallied here against the background of the nervous stock markets, and even the European bonds have rallied today. In terms of currencies, the dollar was up a fraction on the dollar index, but is down on the dollar index a little bit as I speak right now. So the soft dollar continuing. And industrial metals were firmer today, with nickel rebounding to 39,100. That's the 3 months price. The precious metals, however, were weak in here today. Now, they've been seesawing a little bit, and they were weak on Wall Street initially, and with the oil price down. Then Wall Street rallied and precious metals participated, and then the oil market rallied, and then precious metals fell right back and closed near the lower side of the day. Gold currently after hours, 650 and 50 cents. And the silver market, well, its official close was at 13 even on the September contract. And we also had platinum weaker in here today, down 16. It had been down over $10 lower at one stage, but needless to say, they are still out of favor. And in soft commodities, they were mostly easier in here today. I see that one exception in that trend is the soybeans. They're a little bit firmer. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, we definitely are in reaction mode here for global stock markets. I think this is still very much in line with what I had been talking about and forecasting for some time, that we would see more choppy activity, we would see more ranging reactions. I didn't really expect another mini meltdown such as we saw at the end of February and the beginning of March, but we were overextended in a number of markets, and we needed some reversion to the mean in terms of the 200-day moving averages, which I felt would be giving up some ground and also some sideways ranging. And that could easily, so that's where we are right now in my view. Now, that could easily continue for a while longer. Well, could it be considerably worse than that? Obviously, a lot of people think so. And I posted an article saying today that that was a bit of a contrary indicator, and I would agree with that. But I have been concerned about problems. But the one that factor that I said would most likely undermine stock markets and turn a reaction into something bigger, such as a correction, and we haven't seen a real correction in stock markets, in global stock markets, since that May, June 2006 period. And I'd said that the one thing that I felt would certainly bring that on would be if the long-dated government bond yield spiked again, but they're not, and they're down in here today. The next factor in terms of sentiment would be crude oil and the emotive food prices. Now, crude oil is very firm still, so that is a concern at a time when people are nervous, gasoline prices are higher. But the foods have backed off, the grains and beans at any rate have backed off. So, against that background, I don't see that really turning into something. Well, I don't see it yet turning in from a reaction into a medium-term correction. And if I was speaking to a jury, I'd say withdraw that word yet. So I'll stick with what I've been saying. I think this is a reaction reversion to the mean in terms of the 200-day moving averages, not a big correction, and not a bear market. But we will see. Now, government bonds, to the more they steady in here, in the short term, bond prices, that is, the more they steady, the more that would also help to cushion, I think, downside risk overall in stock markets, even if you get a little shift for a while in terms of stock markets back to bonds. In other words, people up their bond weighting just a wee bit more. The big problem for equities, again, I've said it over and over again, but it's a point worth repeating, would be another spike in the long-dated government bond yields. Now, what about this US dollar? Well, it's got a soft look about it overall. Fundamentally, I think it's a weak currency. Technically, the best you can say about it is it's depressed, but it looks like it's going to go back and test those lows that we saw in that within that range. So I think the lows are actually in April, but then we had the May and June, earlier June ranging. I think we'll go back down and test the middle to lower side of that range, and that the dollar will eventually go a bit lower in here. The other currency is the Japanese yen, but the Japanese yen's been so weak over the last fortnight that it would not be surprising if we saw it just steady up a little bit on some of the short-term long liquidation. That would be my guess. Precious metals very out of favor in here still. I maintain that these are in an accumulation zone, but silver is pressuring support in here. And remember, in the global beauty contest, what makes a market really look attractive to people? Well, it's relative performance. And the precious metals are not getting relative performance right now. So we may see a little bit more just drifting in here before we get the upward dynamics that I think we'll certainly see before the end of the year to push them higher. But this is a tricky time in stock markets to be dealing right now. It's a tricky time in precious metals. Ditto bonds. I mean, there isn't anything that's a slam dunk out there right now. In some of the commodities, cocoa looks pretty interesting again. It's looked quite interesting for a while. That's a tempting one, and I think we actually have a small backwardation in the London cocoa contracts. Crude oil, as I've already covered, pretty firm. Overall, and I think that's about it right now. So that's a wrap. All the best to all of you.